Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And today we're going to be discussing the topic of justification. What is biblical justification, and how does this biblical version of justification compare with the Mormon version of justification? With me in the studio is Eric Johnson, my friend and colleague at Mormonism Research Ministry, and we're going to delve right into this. But I want to start off, Eric, with a quote from an Anglican bishop by the name of J.C. Ryle. He died back in 1900. He lived between 1816 and 1900, and he had some excellent things to say on this very subject. But there's other Christian leaders that we're going to be looking at as well. And this is what he said. J.C. Ryle said this. He said, "I am persuaded that one great cause of the darkness and uncomfortable feelings of many well-meaning people in the matter of religion is their habit of confounding and not distinguishing justification and sanctification. It can never be too strongly impressed on our minds that they are two separate things. No doubt they cannot be divided, and everyone that is a partaker of either is a partaker of both. But never, never ought they to be confounded, and never ought the distinction between them to be forgotten." Excellent words from a man from over 100 years ago, something that I wish the LDS people would certainly recognize today, because Eric, you and I both have noticed that a lot of times when we're talking with Mormons, they don't seem to have that peace that passes all understanding. And of course, as Christians, one of the reasons why we do have that is because we understand that our justification is through faith alone, through grace alone, and that it has absolutely nothing to do with our performance. And certainly that is something that is not a part of the LDS Church.
Well, this is part of the problem when we use the word salvation. The language is the same. The terminology will be the same, but the meanings are different. And I think this is one of those words that a Christian who wants to effectively communicate with his Mormon friend, coworker, family member is going to need to be able to understand what exactly is meant by salvation. And we can talk later about the Mormon view of what salvation is, but if you don't know what the Christian view of salvation, I think that today's program and what we're going to do for the rest of this week is going to be very important as we take a look at the difference between justification and sanctification.
The thing is that Joseph Smith made a comment where he said, "To be justified before God, we must love one another. We must overcome evil. We must visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction, and we must keep ourselves unspotted from the world." And here's what he does, Eric, and I hope our listeners are catching this. Joseph Smith has done exactly what J.C. Ryle said you should not do. In other words, he has taken the concept of sanctification, what we do after we are justified, that step where we start moving towards God in our thoughts and our actions. This is sanctification. This is not what makes us right with God. That is justification. And clearly in the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul makes it very clear that we are justified by faith. We are justified by faith in what Jesus did on our behalf on the cross at Calvary. It's not a long process in order to be justified. In fact, Charles Hodge was the principal of Princeton Theological Seminary. He died on June 19th, 1878. And Hodge wrote a systematic theology that I love to keep as reading next to my chair in the front room. And he made this comment. He said, "Justification does not admit of degrees. A man either is under condemnation or he is not. And therefore, from the nature of the case, justification is instantaneous and complete as soon as the sinner believes." Now, certainly, I've heard Mormons actually mock that concept. I've seen writings by Mormon leaders where they denounce such a teaching. And again, It's because they don't seem to understand what is it that justifies and what is it that sanctifies or sets us apart.
Somebody has called justification just as if I never sinned. And I think that's a great way of putting it when we understand that at belief, it's a person who has received salvation in the sense that we have a relationship with God. Somebody has also said justification is salvation past. Sanctification has something to do with the past, but it's also salvation present, how we live out our salvation after having received the salvation from justification. And then the salvation future would be glorification. And one of the things we did in our book, Mormonism 101, Bill, is we broke that down. We wanted, because one of the things we wanted to do in this book is we wanted to be able to teach some Christianity. What does Christianity teach on this? And then we contrasted it with the Mormon Church. And I think for people who are listening to the show, if you don't understand the concept of justification, and if you're blurring the lines and moving it into sanctification, salvation present, then you really don't quite understand what Hodge and these other leaders are talking about, what the Bible talks about.
Yeah, and what's sad is because when you do blur those lines, you vaporize any hope of knowing for sure that everything has been done. And I know in talking with LDS people, I've had this happen many times. When I'm talking to them about whether or not they know they're forgiven or they've done enough in order to achieve the best the Mormon religion has for them, it's not uncommon for them to want to turn it around and ask me, well, do you know? And of course, when I say I do, what do they immediately assume? They assume I'm being arrogant. And you know what? And I think, Christian, if you find that in a conversation, you need to pick up on this, because if the Mormon responds like that, what they've just done is they have exposed to you the fact that they really don't understand what justifies. Because if they think we're being arrogant, then they are admitting in so many words that we think it has something to do with how good we are. And yet we know that's not what we're saying. That's what they would be saying. And of course, if a Mormon was to say they knew everything was taken care of, they would automatically assume that that Mormon is being arrogant. So this is why you don't hear a lot of Mormons talking about having this assurance that everything has been taken care of. There's always something that they must do. And if you ever listen to General Conference, it's always work and work harder. It's always this huge burden of doing, 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 and never really knowing if you have finally arrived at the point where, if you were to die at that particular moment, does a Mormon have the faith that they know that all their sins are forgiven and that they would receive the best the Mormon Church has for them? They don't know this if they understand their Mormonism.
Bill, Acts 13:39, Luke writes this. This is I believe it's Peter speaking, and by him that are all that who believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. And that's what this whole thing is about. Romans 3:28 and 5:1 add, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you understand what salvation is, it's not based on your works. When you blur those lines, you have to endure to the end. You must continue to do this, and if you don't, then you are in jeopardy of your very eternal salvation.
One thing I find, Eric, that a lot of Mormons seem to misunderstand is when we say that we are justified, or we are, well, a term that we could use in our own vernacular is we are made righteous. We're not saying that all of a sudden we go from being a sinful person to a non-sinful
person.
Not at all. We're not saying that. And because they don't understand these very basics of soteriology, the study of salvation, they miss this. And it's easy, and this is why it's important, Christian, that you need to very clearly define your terms with them, and so that they understand the concepts that you are using. We cannot assume that the Latter-day Saint understands what we're talking about just because we tend to use the same words. It's highly important that we make it very clear what we are talking about. When I say that I know I'm forgiven, it's easy for a Mormon to say, oh, I'm arrogant. And I had a Mormon gentleman actually say that to me, you know, and he wanted to make it very clear that I was being a very arrogant person. I had to explain to him, I'm not arrogant because I know it has nothing to do with me. If I thought it did, yeah, you could say that and you'd be probably right. But I understand I am a sinner. I understand that I do sin and I do grieve the Holy Spirit, you know, probably much more regularly than I care to admit. But still, at the same time, God in his mercy, and these are key phrases, mercy must be undeserved. If it's deserved, it's not mercy. In his mercy, still justifies me because I have put my faith in what Jesus did on my behalf, recognizing that there was nothing I could possibly bring to God to buy that from him or bribe him out of it. There's nothing I could possibly do. I come to him as a sinner with empty hands, recognizing I have to fall on his mercy. And because of his mercy, I can rest in the hope that everything has been taken care of. Now, does that mean I all of a sudden stop wanting to be good or you know, just become a hedonist, you know? No, that's not what that means at all. I've become a new creature in Christ. I'm changed from the inside out. Through my repentance, I have a change of heart, a change of mind, and I want to do something different about my life. Charles Hodgett, we were talking about earlier, he said, God does not pronounce the ungodly to be godly. He declares that notwithstanding his personal sinfulness and unworthiness, he is accepted as righteous on the ground of what Christ has done for him. And that is exactly what this justification is all about.
It's, and Bill, the thing about the Bible, it's very clear that we're supposed to have a peace that passes all understanding. And I, unfortunately, there's so many people out there, I don't think that really grasp that. They think that they have to do it on their own. They don't understand what the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that your eternal security is always there. 1 John 5:13 does say that we can know that we have eternal life, not guess or hope for or anything else.
How many times have I asked Mormons, is John pulling our leg in that verse? Why would he say we can know this and yet you say we can't? Why is it nobody that I talk to that's a member of this only true church doesn't seem to know this? It is completely eluded them.
This is why we're talking about this, Bill, and we're going to spend a few more programs on this because this is a huge issue with us.
Absolutely. And I think, Christian, this is an issue that needs to be discussed with our Mormon friends. They need to understand what we mean when we use these terms and why this term justification is so important to us as believers. We hope that you'll be able to take this information and use it in a real-life situation. And we hope that you'll join us in the days to come as we discuss the topic of justification.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.